With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, May 26th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Happy short week to you boys.
Look at you, always looking ahead. The most planned guy I've ever met.
Forward thinker.
Yeah, that's right. Always. I tell you what, the extra sleep was huge because I noticed this morning, and I cut a few spots, did some work, zero mistakes. Zero mistakes.
Brain is sharper.
Yeah, it's just got a little extra rest. Got to sleep in for 2 days.
It helps.
Yeah, it totally definitely helps.
Refreshes you.
Didn't sleep that great last night, but the 2 days before, built up.
All it does is refresh your mind, your body, and your soul. That's all.
Yeah. Just had a little equity. It was great.
I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you.
Did you do anything exciting?
Had some family over, that kind of thing. Got cut down my father-in-law's tree some more. I enjoyed that. I was using my maul. I was using my chain. I was just manning it up, just testosterone-ing it up this weekend. But other than that, no, just chilling. Watch a little of the golf with the guys, which was good.
I watched more than a little golf.
Yeah.
I watched every shot.
I didn't watch every shot, but I had it on the whole time.
The ratings were through the roof. Highest golf ratings-wise on cable television ever.
Good.
Well, you had some big personalities there, or, you know, some goats. I don't know how great their personalities were, but you had some big personalities, and it was way better than the week before. So
I think a few of the personalities were pretty good. Tiger's personality was non-existent.
He's just a dud.
Yeah, but you know what? Tiger's sneaky funny. I mean, he'll drop some one-liners in a dry kind of under-the-radar way. He's sneaky funny.
Tiger's a dry humor.
Yep. Yeah, he's just not my cup of tea.
He's not a very bold personality, but he has some zingers, but they come across as cheesy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so damn competitive. It's hard for him.
I thought it was funny when he said the people from Workday were going to throw the ball back in on the longest drive.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's sneaky funny in his own little way.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't watch it that closely. I mean,
Peyton Manning's a star.
He was the star. Yeah, he was Peyton the star was of the event.
Mickelson, in a geeky, kind of nerdy way, also sneaky funny.
Well, I think the star was how bad Tom Brady was, particularly the first.
Charles Barkley was great. Justin
was awesome.
Was great. Yeah. It was so much better than the week before. It was night and day.
Well, they had a lot more help, I thought, from the announcers. You know, that's one thing I've learned watching these guys is they're not entertainers. I mean, even though Peyton is very, very good, I think they need the announcers, and they need other people to help them fill time.
I disagree with you. I think the best part of the whole thing was that the announcers kind of let everyone do their own thing. I felt like the NBC coverage where everyone was kind of jamming their opinion and the commentary down your throat, while this, you know, they let you let it breathe a little bit.
Maybe everyone did, but you had Barkley, who was great. You had Justin Thomas, which was good. I mean, I don't
think they said that much, at least compared to the NBC broadcast.
That could be true. That could be true.
They just let the on the course stuff kind of let that be the star of the show.
Well, I don't like it when it's quiet, because these guys are duds. I still think they're generally duds.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah,
I thought it was a 10 out of 10. I'm not a golf guy. I don't know if Cakes. Did you watch it?
I watched about 10 minutes of it.
You watched 10 minutes? I actually watched pretty much the whole thing.
That's because you're a Peyton Manning, Mark. You're all in on Peyton.
Yeah. And I was actually just enjoying the social media aspect, and they would flash tweets where people were just joning on Tom.
There's a lot of that.
Tom handled it pretty well, though. You know, he had to have been embarrassed. His boys were texting him, breaking his balls. He knows he's choking right here on Ash. By the way, I will give them all credit, especially Peyton and Tom. Can you imagine right now if CBS or whoever came to us and said, Jason, you and I, you get invited to go out and play with Tiger and Phil, and the whole world's going to watch you.
Right.
In the pouring rain, by the way.
Pouring rain and, you know.
Mic'd up.
On a course.
Jason's a 7 handicap or whatever. I'm a 15. And you're going to play in front of the whole world.
On a course that you never really played ever. No. And you're playing with two of the best of all time.
Yeah. I mean, the pressure that those guys must have felt.
Yep. You could see it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you could see it when Tom Brady split his pants. More good pub for Under Armour.
That was
Tom
not Brady's a good look for Under Armour.
Splitting his pants in front of everybody in front of the TV. That's just great. That's awesome.
His hole out was silly, though.
That was very nice.
Those were not Under Armour pants.
They weren't?
No. He talked about it, I think, the next day.
It's great news Tuesday.
That's a good cover, whether they were or they weren't.
But he was wearing an Under Armour top and maybe an Under Armour hat, but no pants.
And shoes.
It doesn't make sense, but it's a good cover.
I like it.
I don't know. Under Armour may not wear or make rain pants. I don't know.
Okay.
Were those rain pants?
Oh, no,
they were butt tight.
The pants that he split weren't the rain pants.
Yeah, they look like regular pants.
I'm just going to go with the theory that he was wearing everything Under Armour except for the split pants.
Yeah, right.
I'm just running with it.
Yeah, Zion wasn't wearing Nike shoes either when they exploded.
No,
just ignore the swoosh.
He was wearing like Fila's that looked like Nikes.
Hey, at least he was wearing underwear. Because if he was like Jason.
Right.
Yeah, you would have seen the crack.
You know what's funny? I thought that same exact thing. Because lately, I haven't been wearing underwear around my house because you never know. I might just jump in the hot tub and I'll throw some shorts on. I'm like, the underwear is gratuitous around the house. So I just haven't been wearing it. So I thought the exact same thing that you were thinking. And by the way, Valdez, you're all over it on page. Did you say this publicly or did you just say it to me?
I think I just sent you a text. I didn't say it publicly.
Well, can I say what you said?
Sure.
Paige, he said he's making a prediction within a year. Paige is going to do porn. She's going to do something.
Well, I think I said Playboy.
Yeah. The four of us know, but when you just say Paige, I don't think most people track with that.
Well, our audience, I think, knows.
Goth
we talk
nerds.
About Paige Spiranak enough. She's huge on social media. And I guess in the middle of the match when Tom was struggling, I didn't notice this. I didn't read about it until this morning. But she had tweeted that the way it's going, if Tom makes a par, I'll start an OnlyFans account. And people started going nuts. And here's the thing. She's kidding, obviously. But it's on her brain, right, Valdez? And some of her images lately have just been...
They're getting a little more suggestive.
I mean, they're right there, right on the edge of porn, basically.
She's teetering is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a Valdez theory. He might be onto it.
I think she's going to start doing porn.
Her OnlyFans are going to have two subscribers, you and Valdez.
Yeah, right.
The only two that care about her in 2020.
Yeah, right. You look at her social media account, my friend.
I'm still waiting for the Britney Spears nudes that Valdez promised us 8 years ago.
Well, that's he didn't hit on everything.
I hit every now and then.
Yeah.
Can't be perfect.
If she started an OnlyFans, I've never been on OnlyFans. I've only heard Valdez talk about it, believe it or not. I might get an account. She's got 2.5 million followers.
By the way, if Brady would have played his own ball for all 18, he would have shot 107.
Now, I had it on in the background. I wasn't locked in on every single shot.
He had at least 5 OB balls.
Right, but it wasn't like he was hitting worm burners and shanking them. He was just having a hard time keeping it on the course.
Tom's problem is he can't hit it off the tee. He doesn't get off the tee very well.
Yeah.
And then he's got like an athletic swing.
Yeah, he looks so good when he holds out.
And he has like a great posture over the ball, but I don't know.
It tells me that he hadn't been playing that much.
Yeah, and I feel like if he had, you know, just one quick lesson, they could fix him. Because his swing isn't bad, but he hits it all over the place.
I think he's nervous, and I don't think he's been playing that much.
It sounds like he'd be right at home in our Purple Heart foursome, Tom Brady, the way he played over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know who we'd kick out, though. I like.
By the way, Justin Thomas was great when he asked. He asked Chuck if he could carry the shrub, which was 5 feet in front of him on the tee box.
He also told Chuck, he said, I'd like to see your fat ass dunk a basketball or something like that. Justin was great.
He's definitely got a future in TV after his playing
That's
days.
What everybody was saying, but he's not going to be done playing forever. I predict he'll never work TV.
I actually think they found the formula to do the match, and then they could do it again in the future with different people.
Yeah, well, do it on TNT. And put the cameras on the carts like they did, because that was great.
Yeah.
It was 100 times better than the Rory stuff.
It was a huge upgrade, yeah.
I think the earpieces helped a lot, too.
Yeah, for
sure. Because they could interact with everyone back in the booth. They could just hear everything and respond to it. So if there was a lull in any type of play, producers could chime in with telling them like who's saying what and who's where and stuff like that.
I just thought it
went very, very, very well. And I think they learned a lot from the first match.
And it's too bad that the weather was so bad.
That place would have been closed down if it wasn't for $20 million to go into charity. I mean, there was standing water all over the place.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I just want to see the course and just not see them have to deal with that extra element, you know?
Yeah, that sucks.
You could relax a little more when it's not pouring.
Yeah, it was.
But, again, the ratings were ridiculously high and way more than regular golf tournaments on cable. In fact, greater than majors on cable. Yeah.
Well, there's no competition. I mean, what else was on? Was there NASCAR? Maybe there was NASCAR.
It tells you that we're starving for it. We're starving for the content. So the NBA, the NHL, got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Right.
It's coming.
You're
People
right about
are speaking.
That.
It's coming.
I mean, it made my weekend. It certainly made my Sunday.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way, I was live betting Valdez. I was live betting each hole.
What were you betting? Like who's going to par?
I was just betting who was going to win the holes.
Yeah.
Were you betting against Phil and Tom a lot?
Yes.
Because the numbers,
especially on the front nine, were Tiger and Peyton were like +250, +275.
Really?
And I was just taking advantage of that. Now once they started, they were up three, and then those numbers came down. But just live betting every hole. Every single hole. Now, I was up big until about 15, 16, because that's when Phil and Brady started making a little comeback.
Yeah.
Ended up probably breaking even, maybe winning a little bit, but kept me interested even more.
That's right. Well, you're dialed in the whole time.
That is the future. The live betting.
Man, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah. So that was, I'm trying to think if I really watched any other live television this weekend.
I can't believe you weren't all over it, Eric.
I just was busy. I was just busy. I like it. I don't know.
And Tiger looked really good too.
He didn't miss a fairway.
Hey, well,
right?
Hold on, Valdez.
No, he's hitting the ball clean. Yeah.
Wasn't he wearing big puffy shorts? You were goofing on me comparing his shorts to the shorts.
I don't know what Tiger's doing, but I think he's trying to make a fashion statement. He's got these MC Hammer type shorts on. They're coming down to the mid calf.
He has little skinny little legs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, does Nike make like a rain short?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, those things were so big.
I'm old school. I mean, it was cool to see him in his shorts for a little bit, but I actually like it when the boys look professional and when they're wearing their slacks.
He looked like he was in a rap video.
Yeah.
Cakes,
see,
maybe you're just making a fashion statement.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cakes is just
not
ahead of his time.
Yes,
that's all.
That must be it.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I'm just weird. I don't know. I don't know. Just busy. I still resent that they're not playing regular golf. And I'm kind of over all the weird, gimmicky, pandemic, the world's ending stuff. I'm ready for regular.
I'm
stuff.
Ready for normalcy.
Yeah,
is what
I'm ready for normalcy. Regular golf tournaments. Let's
100%.
Go. Let's go. If you want to leave fans at home, fine. Do whatever you got to do. Let's get these boys out here. Let's do this. So
they'll be out there for real. Like on what, June 17th? It's not that far away.
June 11th.
June 11th.
It's coming up. I mean, can you believe it's almost the end of May? I was doing the math the other day. I can't believe
what's today, the 26th or
25th? 26th. The days are just piling up.
I can't believe it's May 26th.
Honestly, it feels to me like it's still like late March. I feel like I'm frozen in time.
Yeah, it does, right?
Like, basically, summer's here. I mean, Memorial Day's come and gone.
The big difference to me is, though, I woke up right around 5:25, and it was completely light outside.
Yeah.
When the hell is the sun coming up? It's coming up early.
Well, it's already up.
Yeah, I know. Eventually, I'm going to do my fire pit show, We're still working out details on that. And when I did, I was all worried about lights and stuff. I don't think I have to worry too much about the lights.
You got to worry about it's going to be 100 degrees when you're doing your show.
Maybe around 6 light. Maybe 6 to 607 you have to worry about it, but after that you're set.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to think if there's any other live sports or anything. What I mean,
not you didn't watch the Coca-Cola 600. No chance.
No, I haven't.
Zippy.
It's not even on my radar.
Yeah, nope, didn't watch any of that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it ended at 12:15 a.m.
Yeah. I think it started around 6:30.
I don't even know. I was up doing something, and I saw like the breaking news, and I was like, what?
Mm. Was that because of rain?
I don't even know. I saw it was like the longest race ever. So I'm guessing it was rain.
Must have been a rain delay. But I have no idea. Or maybe it was just a night race, and they just started late. Who knows?
Well, they started at 6:30.
Yeah, so it must have been a rain delay then.
Yeah, in terms of live sports, you had The Match, Part 2, and you had NASCAR, and then live sports, the big deal was that the first half of the Lance Armstrong doc came out.
I've watched
a few minutes. It looks good.
Yeah.
I recorded it. I'll get to it today, but that was, I guess, going to be big.
What is that, ESPN 30 for 30 or something?
30 for 30 is 2 hours for Part 1.
God, I hate him so much right now. I don't know
the
if I
opening,
can watch it.
I got to tell you, the opening is pretty riveting. He's telling a story about how everybody says F you to him.
Uh-huh. No, I read that. He said actually nobody says it to him, JP. Did you read it? He says nobody says it. One guy said it to him at one point, and then he bought him drinks.
He said it slowed down, but he tells a whole story about how 5 years had passed, and one guy says it, and then a bunch of guys jumped in, and they all gave him the finger.
Yeah.
And then he paid for their round of drinks at the bar. Right.
Right. Yeah, but it, like EB said, it was one time.
Yeah, it hadn't happened before that. Well, anyway, either way, I dislike that douche. I feel so betrayed by that guy.
I care about Lance Armstrong. Not one.
I don't think I can watch it.
I don't care about
pretty interesting.
Cycling. I don't care about the Tour de France. I don't care about guys riding bikes up and down mountains.
I'd watch it. I completely forgot it was on.
I'm sure they'll replay it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be available.
Sure you can find it. I mean, they're still replaying The Last Dance.
I still have the signed Sports Illustrated, Lance Armstrong signed Sports Illustrated downstairs in my basement.
In your Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should get rid of that, but it looks too good.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. Junkies coming to you live on a Tuesday morning.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tell you what, those rings that the Nats released look sweet.
How
they
silly
do
nice.
Those look.
108 diamonds.
Wow, they look amazing.
How many did the Caps rings have? Do you remember?
No.
I don't think it was 108.
No. But believe me, I was looking at those blickies.
I know.
Sized.
So was I.
It's got the baby shark on the inside.
Yeah.
That's right.
They got a lot of stuff. They're putting stuff everywhere. They put stuff underneath. They put go 1-0 every
Fight
day
finished.
Or whatever. Fight finished. I mean, Yeah, they packed that ring in. There wasn't any space left unused.
Yeah, they look really nice.
And they just, they look sweet.
I'd like
really,
to touch
really
one.
Sweet.
Just yeah. like to touch one. One time.
Me too.
All right.
Me
Maybe
too,
take
buddy.
It home. I don't know. Just take it home for a day.
Sure. Check
or a
it
month
out.
Or forever.
Or maybe just put it in your safe.
All right. No, that's, that when I saw those, I was just like, man, those are
I'm looking it up.
Those
the Washington are dope. The Washington Capitals Stanley Cup rings feature 252 diamonds, 35 rubies, and a sapphire.
It's got double the diamonds?
I mean, according to this Washington Post headline.
Really?
Yeah, but the Nationals one had rubies. Right? It had red rubies.
I think both of them do.
As do the Caps rings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Believe me, I looked at the value of those things. It's very, very similar, if not, you know, the Nats is maybe a smidge more.
Uh-huh.
But it looks sweet.
All right. I was wrong. I didn't think it had that many.
Very, very sweet. They're just awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave it at that. And I think they did the right thing. They did the right thing by just maybe presenting it now, but not actually giving it to the guys, because the guys want to be in person. You know, they want to be able to enjoy it with some people.
That makes sense. Instead of doing it remotely.
Yeah,
that's one where you want to just all the guys that want it together, they want to be together when they get them.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Smart. So, but yeah, that might have been the highlight of my weekend. When I saw the pictures of those rings, I said, wow, those things are
sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
So cool.
And the way they showed it on TV, like the close-ups, man, they just look great.
They look awesome.
They pop.
They did.
They definitely pop.
They popped.
And you know what you know what else they do? They take a dump on rings from like the 80s. Like you see guys, and it sucks because it's just a different era.
They're so gaudy now.
Like go take a look at like a Lakers championship ring from like the 80s or wherever. I mean,
even early Redskins rings. Like
they've
evolved, no doubt.
Yeah.
They've just gotten bigger and gaudier and more expensive and more intricate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all that matters is what they represent to the guys. But now it's kind of like a show-off thing, you know. You release it on social media and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick. What's going on with this guy, this kid that do we have another Andrew Cannon situation? With this guy in Connecticut that killed a student and another older guy? Have you guys followed this
at
all?
I did not follow this.
No, there's a spree killer on the loose.
I mean, I guess he's 23 years old.
Does he look like JP? Because Andrew Cannon definitely looked like JP.
That means he's very handsome.
You know what? I think he kind of does.
Glasses.
I've seen a couple different pictures. He's 23. He's got dark hair, but I've seen some with short hair and then with long hair. But the parents say he does. They acknowledge he's had some mental problems. I don't know what that means. Like, they just say he's seen a therapist. Well, that doesn't mean he's got mental problems.
Peter Manfredonia?
Yeah. But he's suspected of killing at least two people. Huh. He's considered armed and dangerous, and I guess he just lost his ass over the weekend, and he's on the run. If you've killed two people, I think you're technically a spree killer, Cakes. Like two randoms.
Yeah, you definitely are. He's a UConn kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was last seen in Pennsylvania, because they're looking at him up there.
You watch, there's a lot of losses up there in stores with Randy Edsel.
Yeah, I missed that.
A lot of L's.
It was probably on the national news.
I don't know. I've
just
been seeing it when I get on the internet.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure they'll find the dude pretty soon, but hopefully there's no more bloodshed between
now and then. How did he kill the two people?
I don't know.
Did he shoot him?
I don't know the answer. I know they say he's considered armed and dangerous.
So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, the picture they have of him is him walking beside railroad tracks. I mean, you know you're down on your luck when you're walking, like, right on the railroad tracks. It's never good.
I think he's
never a good place to be.
I think he's, like, stolen a couple cars.
He's Dunsky. They'll catch him in the next 48 hours.
He killed a 62-year-old guy, and I think he killed another student. So I don't know. He just lost it.
Mm.
And the family's, like, pleading for him to turn himself in. You know, it's just an absolutely brutal story, but something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
At some point. I know my daughter's keeping an eye on the bear story. You know, the bear was sighted over the weekend off Colesville Road. The bear is still on the loose, Cakes, and it doesn't make any sense to me. People have pictures of the bear. There were more pictures that emerged. And why are people kind of keeping an eye on it or driving? I mean, I guess everyone's scared of it, but I mean, if you see the bear in your backyard, okay, I get it. You got to get a pic and you got to put it out on Instagram, go viral. But let's call the animal control already.
Well, I'm sure they did.
How can we not? Catch the bear?
Because the bear doesn't sit there and wait for animal control to get there.
He's just chilling in the backyard.
He moves.
He's hungry. He wants to eat.
I can't believe.
He's looking for food.
So, I mean, maybe they've captured the bear and I'm just unaware. But as far as I know, he's still out on the loose.
What type of bear is it?
It's a black bear.
Black
it's
bear.
Big. When it
I think
stands
there are a lot
up,
of black
it's a Maine black
there.
Bear.
People are saying it's some sort of Asiatic bear, they think, because it's got that white stripe. It looks like it's wearing like a tank top.
Yeah.
But I have no idea.
Where was the closest it was seen in the Inkton? Where was that picture that you tweeted
from? You know
where
Grace Episcopal is? Right behind there, right on
Connecticut? Yeah, I know where that is, sure.
Yeah. It's like a mile as the crow flies from my house.
I definitely got a speeding ticket there years ago. I was lick. Stupid camera.
Well, they have the camera right there. Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Probably going like 39 into 25. Just got hosed.
Yeah. It was a terrible. Mile away from my house. So my daughter's paranoid. She keeps making sure that the back gate's locked and everything.
Sure.
Like the bear couldn't just knock it down if it wanted.
All of a sudden, the bear will be hanging out in the Offenbacher's hot tub.
Yeah.
It squeezes you guys out.
I guarantee you, I'm calling animal control right away, Cakes.
I wonder if that's a family of bears, if that's mama bear and there's a few cubs hanging out in the vicinity.
Some people are suggesting it could be like a bear that somebody like raised and then they let it out in the wild. Who knows?
I went to a park yesterday to meet up with some family.
Yeah.
And it was actually kind of out by where Jason lives in Chantilly. I think it was called Sully Park, something like that. It had some sort of historical connotation to it. I didn't read up on it.
Did a hero land a plane there? Is that why they named it Sully?
But their trash cans did not have bags in them, and they had signs. It said, and it was, EB would have freaked out about it when you're talking about bears, because it says that there have been a lot of black bears around there, so do not leave any food out.
Oh, you can't leave food
out. And they got rid
of
the trash cans.
Right.
That's another reason why camping stinks, because like you can bring food, but you have to have it in like an airtight container, because if the bears smell it, all of a sudden you're going to wake up and in your tent is going to be a 7-foot bear looking for the toothpaste that you left out because you're stupid, and then it's going to maul you to death, and then people are going to be at your funeral saying, "What an idiot, went camping, got attacked by a bear."
Khalil Mack pummels you.
Yeah, just
you're
kind of
asking for. If you go camping, you're kind of asking to get attacked by a bear.
I think kind of are. You're kind of in their territory at that point.
Yeah, I'm out of the camping game.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Brian's in Indian Head. Brian, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's up, fellas, man? Thank you so very much, man, getting me through these mornings stuck at home during this quarantine. I got my wife's at work 3 days a week, and I got a 1-year-old at home, so I'm running in circles and cleaning diapers, and oh my gosh, man, I'm about done with the quarantine virus. Right. And you were saying something too about the bears too. I was looking, they were talking about in DC that since where the restaurants are all closed down, all the rats have nothing to eat, and they said that the rats are now getting violent. They're going and attacking people and trying to get
really?
Food.
Can you imagine? That's what somebody said about the bears too, like the wild animals are noticing with everybody inside, they're going deeper and deeper into, you know, our territory.
Sure. Yeah, they don't feel as threatened.
They don't feel as threatened. Yeah.
It's crazy. I was calling for JP, though, bro. I see you down there in the right-hand corner, man. You're looking tired this morning. Look like you're in some pain. You're a little bit red. You feeling okay this morning, my brother? Got some quarantine.
I definitely got a lot of sun yesterday. I got a lot of sun. Yeah. I should have put some sunblock on.
You got your vitamin D.
You know what it is it started out cloudy yesterday, and then it got really sunny, and I did not have sunblock on.
Right.
In terms of tired, I'm always tired.
Yeah. Join the club.
Guys, thank you, man. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks,
appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I was outside a lot, but I guess a lot in the backyard, so I don't think I got burned.
One thing I did this weekend, you know, I like to covet, right? So I drove over, I wanted to see where Dwayne Haskins lived. So I had his address. This is so random.
Who gave you his address?
I don't want to say, but Dwayne Haskins lives on the same street as the guitarist for OAR.
Oh, yeah.
Richard.
Nice.
Richard on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How random is that?
That's kind of
weird.
Probably
not that random because it's probably a very, very nice street, right?
Well, it's a very nice neighborhood, but yeah. It's just random that they would be on the same street.
Right. Right.
That's so random. It's a huge lot of talent
on that street.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
So I think you walked to those houses?
No, I just drove through.
You had to drive
I think
to.
They have yeah. a lot of land, right, out there? Because I've seen some pictures from Richard's house. Looks like he has some decent land, decent sized property.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. they're bigger lots than our lots here, but they're, you know, he probably has an acre.
Right. That's maybe a lot.
Maybe an acre and a half.
Yeah, an acre's a lot.
But his house is money.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Shocker.
I'm sure it's nice.
Well, it looks good.
Haskins' garage door was open, and there was like four cars and just chilling, and I just thought he might walk out, but he didn't.
Oh, he lingered?
No, I just drove through. He lives kind of on a cul-de-sac, so I just drove right. through and then turned around.
Can you believe
back.
That Jason at 50 is this big of a stargazer still?
It's so
this
weird.
Is.
Isn't it weird, yeah, Dr. Abby?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yes.
Was Haskins throwing a football through like a tire hanging
no,
off a tree in his
no.
front yard?
Didn't see him working out.
Old school case.
He wasn't doing that bit.
It's just weird because Jason's been in the biz for, what, 26 years?
I know.
Mm-hmm. He still gets giddy to drive by a quarterback's house.
A 20-year-old's house.
Yeah. Right. Jason, when he was 16 or 17 years old, was in a clinic and... Who was it? Larry Brown? Or who was it that yelled at you? Calipari? Patino. I mean, Jason's been around.
Patino, yeah.
He was hanging out with Marcus Allen when he was 15. Yeah. And Jason's still starstruck.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's also, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So I just.
Yeah, but it's kind of your hobby.
Yeah, but you're doing it when there is stuff to do, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He waited around for hours to meet Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I wanted a picture with him. Gosh, she looked
the
good.
The Big Show, I think, came. The Big Show.
The rigmarole to get a jersey signed by Barry Sanders.
I know. Yeah. I had to wait 5 months.
Who was it? Wasn't it the Big Show that Jason waited around
It might have been
hours?
Undertaker.
No, Undertaker. They're all the same to me.
It was Undertaker.
Yeah. He gets
sized. By the way, how do you even find out his address? Like,
oh, I know
Googled
how he
Dwayne
found
Haskins.
Out.
Do you contacted your real estate buddy? No, he has inside sources.
I just got sources.
He's got yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
I think everybody covets.
It's his thing. He loves celebrity.
Everybody covets. He just goes out of his way to look for him.
Yeah, he gets sized. He gets sized to see their crib. Sees if he could live next door. If he could afford the crib next door.
Mm-mm. I just covet.
Couldn't, not over there.
We go for walks to a lake that's about 4 blocks away from me, and I just covet those houses because they're like 4 times the cost of mine.
Jason wishes he shared a driveway with Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. Right, all of a sudden he'd share a driveway again, wouldn't he?
By the way, and I figured out who. Remember last week I was talking about the ex-skin that's been walking around with his kids and his wife. I figured out who it was. It wasn't Ray. It's not Ray Brown,
right?
Because this guy's younger than him. Do you remember Jamal Brown?
I don't.
Jamal Brown was drafted. He went to Oklahoma, drafted by the Saints. I think he was an all-pro for a couple years of the Saints. Anyway, so
I remember the name, yeah.
Yeah, he was a tackle.
I have to look.
And he played for the Skins for about 4 years, maybe, 3-4 years. And that's who it was, Jamal
100%.
Brown. 100%.
You confirmed it? You asked him, or you just looked at pictures? How did you confirm it?
I just figured it out. I'm a sleuth that way.
I don't know.
You're a regular Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, and he lives on the next street over from Kedrick Golston. So Kedrick Golston lives on the next street. So all these former Skins live in this one neighborhood, and Jamal Brown and Golston. And I think Ray Brown also lives in the neighborhood, but I don't know where.
Yeah. I'm looking at his picture, and I have to be honest, I really don't remember. I don't know.
How long was he there?
2010 to 2012.
Okay, so it was 3 years.
Yeah. I mean,
he had a forgettable stint with the Redskins.
Yeah.
But I remember when they signed him. I think they signed him as a free agent.
Like he was there when McNabb was there.
But that was a pretty good signing because he was really good with the Saints. But man, I guess he had injuries.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play that long.
I vaguely remember.
Yeah, that's who it was.
I wonder what he's doing now.
I don't know.
Going for walks.
He's walking his kid in a stroller all the time.
Doing what everybody else is doing, right?
Yeah. All right, phone number you want to chime in or anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you just go to the radio.com app, hit the rewind button. You can rewind up to 24 hours. Pretty good feature. If you don't have radio.com, download it now.
Hey, Cakes, let me ask you a question. You've been doing weekend shifts with different people, but when you're doing with Danny, you guys do quizzes, right?
Yes, that's been a staple of our program. That's correct.
Are you doing quizzes on movies you haven't seen? This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, I've done so far.
Shouldn't you go over? Like, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, and it gives you Game of Thrones trivia, what's the point? Like, you're asking people to bone up. I saw that, right?
Yeah, I was trying
to get
some
point if you
tidbits.
Haven't seen it?
I don't. Maybe just there's some comedic elements there where I just don't know anything. So that's
I know, but
that's probably what I'm going.
If you haven't seen it, you don't know anything.
That's correct.
So you should get zero.
I think I got one out of 14 or 15 on the Game of Thrones quiz that Danny gave to me.
Do you have listeners chime in as well?
They'll chime in.
Just between you two?
No, it's just pretty much between us.
Oh, okay.
So,
gotcha.
I mean, I've done, what have I done? Game of Thrones, Star Wars, and Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really well-versed in any of those universes. Star Wars the most of the three. But, yeah, we'll see where we go the next time we do a show together. I think we've done three together at this point.
Yeah, I just didn't quite understand it because I think you were asking for help, right? So it was like you were studying the night before.
No, it was more a bit than anything. I knew I would just be flooded with names that I just didn't
You don't
recognize.
Think he cared, do you?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Well, I just didn't understand.
You don't think I care about getting like seven or eight correct, do you?
I thought he cared a little bit because he was asking for a little help.
It's called
well, he's
a
just
joke.
Trying to, he's
JP,
trying to get people to interact.
It's interesting because he doesn't know the pop culture thing that everybody else does. It's
They're just
cheek.
Goofing on him. It's like when they ask
well,
me
I
questions.
Don't think any of us know it. I don't think any of us know
it. Yeah, I'm sure he would ask you the same questions.
I would have gone 1 for 14, too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just,
I'm sure it goes 0 for. What's the one you got?
Ooh, Star must have been Star Wars related.
No. Like I got one question correct on the Game of Thrones quiz.
It was all Game of Thrones, right? I literally don't think I could get one. I mean, ask me the easiest question in the history of Game of Thrones. What's the easiest question?
What's the name of the main character?
Okay, that works. I think I know this.
Well, the one name I keep hearing over and over is Khaleesi or something like that.
Khaleesi is who you're
thinking
of.
Yeah. But that's not it?
No.
No. Yeah, that's all I know.
Who's the main character? I don't even know.
I think the main character you're looking for is Jon Snow.
Oh, okay.
I would guess. I mean, that's the most main character
I would say you're right. Jon Snow is the main character.
Was his brother a former point guard for Michigan State in the
Sixers? Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of him lately? Actually, I sent it to you.
You sent that to me. I couldn't even recognize him.
Jon Snow weighs like 400 pounds.
Yeah, he was 200 pounds overweight.
What's going on with him? Why was he in the news? Has he got the corona?
No, he wasn't in the news. I just happened to see a picture of him, and I was like, oh, my God. And then I sent a text to Jason, name the NBA player, and he couldn't.
Right.
Couldn't recognize him.
His brother was silly, too. He actually used to be ripped, Eric Snow.
His brother Percy was a linebacker, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Silly talent in that family.
I've seen a picture of him. He looks terrible. God.
I mean, you're not surprised that some athletes just balloon up when they stop playing.
I mean, it's not that I'm surprised, but when a guy was that fit, and, you know, it's just...
Usually basketball players don't get that big.
He went from fit to fat. He just said, you know what? I was fit for so long, I'm going to be fat now.
Yeah.
It happens.
Huge. I mean, I guess guys just don't care.
He was always a little pudgy. He always had a kind of round face when he was in the league. I'm not stunned that he...
He had a round face, but also I could show you some pictures. There's a picture of him with LeBron. His shoulders are silly. He looks like EB on 11/5/93. I'm telling you, Cakes.
Cakes.
It looks pretty. Some of these guys, I can't believe how large they get. They just punt working out.
Happens.
Their whole life is athletics, and then when they're done, these guys must be burned out.
Yeah.
Completely.
Or he could have an injury, like his knee is real bad, or his ankles, and he just punts.
Well, I mean, he during his playing days, he still is 6'3" tall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6'3". He weighed 190.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Now, I'm telling you, he's 200 pounds overweight now.
Yeah.
Or 150.
I mean, he looks silly. There's a picture of him and LeBron, probably LeBron's first or second year. Mm-hmm. He looks awesome. And now he just looks like just a big turd.
He's not 50 yet, is he? I don't think he is.
He's got to be close.
It happens. It happens fast, brother.
He's got to be up there.
47.
Right?
47? Okay.
Yeah. Did you see Jerry Sloan passed?
Yeah.
78. You know, he had been battling Parkinson's.
Yeah, I saw that.
But that sucked.
He made the playoffs 19 out of 23 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, for sure.
Couldn't get the ring, though. Jordan wouldn't allow that.
No, it wasn't happening on his
watch. Do you have a problem with what Magic said? So Magic said LeBron is probably the best all-around player, but Jordan is the GOAT, the greatest. It might not be a bad distinction.
Kind of hedging his
bets. I don't even know if that makes sense.
It kind of does. It kind of makes sense.
So LeBron's the best all-around player, but Jordan's the greatest of all time.
Well, make Jordan has greater killer instinct, greater, game-winning situations.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But LeBron can just do it all.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron's just a physical freak.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan was, too, in an athletic way, but
right.
Obviously wasn't as muscular.
Right.
But again, I've said this a million times. If LeBron was playing back in the late 80s, mid-80s to early 90s, he wouldn't look like that. I mean, there weren't that many players that looked like that.
Probably.
I mean,
not.
Malone obviously did.
Carl Malone. David Robinson.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a debate that'll go on forever. And people who believe LeBron's greater will never be swayed. People who believe MJ's greater will never be swayed.
Right. I just thought it was a decent way to be fair to both.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because both certainly deserve it.
Well, every list that you see of the greatest of all time, usually it's Jordan 1 and LeBron 2. Or certainly LeBron in the top 3 or 4.
Right.
So it's not like he's that far off, but, you know, again.
So what did you make of the crowds in Ocean City and elsewhere? Are you guys going to be comfortable to go soon? It didn't seem like there was much social distancing going on.
Oh, social distancing. There are none. There were no masks anywhere to be seen.
Well what's that tell you? People want to get the F out of their houses.
I guess people
are
ready.
I think people are just over it. They understand the risk. You know, I was talking to a family who was walking. They walk every day. Actually, it was just the parents. And they're like from Europe. And they're like, you got to live your life.
There's a ton of people with masks. The pictures I'm looking at, there's a ton of people with masks.
Yeah, I see a lot of people with masks, but you know, some of these scenes, like the scene that everybody saw from the Ozarks.
Oh, where, yeah.
Oh, was that the pool
on
party?
Top of each other.
Yeah, a zillion people in a pool, like all drinking.
Yeah, but they're all 22 years old.
And they're outside. Just Google it. Outside transmission is almost negligible. So, you know,
you got to basically be making out with the person next
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. And we got to stop shaming people if they're not wearing masks outside. It's crazy. it's really crazy. Inside, that's a different story, I think. That's where it's more contained. That's where the transmission occurs. But outside, you should, at least for me, that's what I tell my kids. Outside's fair game, you know.
Yeah, but inside can still be a show. I can't remember what state it was, but that one barber that infected like 70 or 80 people because they opened up a Great Clips, and I guess a lot of people were getting haircuts. And I don't know if he already knew he had the coronavirus, but apparently spread it
to
over 70 people.
Well, I think he was working while he was sick.
Right.
He didn't know what he had, but he was sick.
Right.
So, I mean, that's one thing that I think we've all learned. Like, if you're sick, stay home. Don't be a hero. A lot of us have learned that we've been lucky enough to learn that we can work from home. Just stay home if you're sick. But I think people are just looking at the risks. Again, the CDC, they dropped the fatality rate on this. This is for the CDC, okay? People always, they don't like the other sources. The CDC dropped the fatality rate to 0.26.
Right.
Right? The flu in a bad year is 0.1. What are we doing here? We've got 40 million people that lost their jobs over a 0.26. The number of people under 20, it's like you got like a 1 in a million shot under 25 in all conditions.
I was going to say, it's 0.26. With all of these preventative measures.
The preventative measures have hurt more than they've helped.
Maybe.
Yeah, the preventive, because we've kept people inside, and they're on top of each other, and, you know, the preventative measures have hurt, have not helped. So it's just, we got to be, let people, we just got to manage your own risk, and if you don't feel comfortable, stay home.
And also, the CDC released another stat, 35% of people who actually get it don't even get a runny nose.
Yeah, 35% completely asymptomatic, and that, you know, that tends to be the younger people. But these
pictures just tell me. Yeah, I mean, pictures all over the country, but the ones in Ocean City specifically just tell me these people have been cooped up for 90 days or so, and they just wanted to get out, man. And
yeah.
The weather wasn't great, but at least on Friday and Saturday. But these pictures of the boardwalk.
Even
I mean,
the ones
I see, most of the people have masks on.
They're desperate to get their Valdez. What are the surf style T-shirts from all of the novelty shops?
Sensations.
We're not meant to be inside all the time. It's the worst thing for you. It's horrible for you. So, it's a good thing, and we got to stop shaming people for not wearing masks outside. That's crazy. You don't need a mask outside. Inside, okay. I'm not going to say anything, but outside, it's fine.
Yep.
Unless you want to protect yourself, you know.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
But who's shaming people? I don't know. I haven't worn a mask outside during my walks and runs, and nobody's
videos.
Ever grilled me.
No one's grilled you, but you're not watching the viral videos.
They might
people
be thinking
are shaming
that,
people left and right.
Yeah,
they're doing it on social media too. But you know, it's fine. Whatever.
But those people,
it's opening up,
and those people will probably the people that shame others for not wearing. They'll probably wear them forever.
They might. I'll wear it inside if I go someplace right now, but I'm not wearing it outside. Dippy chance.
Well, I think you have to inside. You can't go
a carry out
food place.
Yeah, it depends on
I'm
the state.
I'm saying for us in Maryland, you can't go. I went and picked up some food last night, and I ordered it inside the restaurant. And so I went in, ordered it with my mask, and the guy said it'll be ready in 10 minutes. I walked outside, sat on a bench, and then picked it up.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Mm. Yeah, it's totally normal. Some people, I think, are refusing even inside. They just don't like their civil liberties. But
correct.
That's not for me to. I don't know where I stand on that. But outside, I definitely know where I stand. You definitely don't need it.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.